Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is amazing. I've seen personally a pretty big backlash on Infowars.com and on comments on YouTube. On my video, there was a clip of the live show yesterday, just 5 minutes long, where I ask, is the word thug the new N-word? And I show the history of the thuggy being a 1,000-plus-year criminal gang cult from the Middle East all the way into India that murdered an estimated 2 million people. And so any group of organized crime thugs that are kind of low-level and dastardly are called thugs. But now, a councilman from Baltimore, Maryland, different people on the Tonight Show, sports figures, you name it, are saying it's the new N-word to call people attacking firefighters and burning down buildings and chopping fire hoses when firefighters risk their lives and throwing rocks at citizens and attacking reporters because they're white, that if you call them a thug, you're racist. And the vitriol, how about if I call someone a criminal, then I'm racist? I mean, this is about controlling language and brainwashing the public. Steve Watson wrote an article about the little video segment that we had during the radio show yesterday. And probably about a third of the people commenting were like, I used to like you, but you're just a racist. I mean, you can see how they're invoking race war in this country. And we've now got the National Guard saying, this is not martial law. When there's a nighttime curfew for everybody, and they're attacking reporters, and there's troops all over the streets, that's called martial law when regular liberties are suspended. But, of course, they don't call it martial law. They call it a state of emergency. General Commanding National Guard in Baltimore, this is not martial law. So we have got so much news after the break on that front. But, man, political correctness is simply wild. You've got Obama calling him thugs. You've got all these black leaders calling him thugs. But if you call the predominantly black mobs out looting and stuff, two wrongs don't make a right. Even if the cops killing the guy are in the wrong, we don't know. What does attacking an RT reporter who's a woman from Russia do? What does attacking an Al Jazeera camera crew do? Or it's ridiculous. I mean, attack some Irish guy, you know, some Patty who just you know, was wandering around. I mean, this is the type of political correctness gone insane, where people can commit all sorts of incredible criminal acts and say it's okay because I'm in a press group. There's an attack on language, ladies and gentlemen, that is insane. Where you're supposed to take offense from brown bags in Seattle. Brown bags were never a symbol of racism. They just make things racist to control reality. Like the term Patty. Patty just means St. Patrick's. I mean, I'm part Patty. I can say it all I want. But who cares? Notice, though, Howard Stern and others that are liberal, I'm not attacking Howard Stern. The point is they're allowed to do anything they want. But if someone libertarian or conservative does anything, we get crucified. This is about bullying and selective control. This is what the poverty pimps and the race pimps are pushing, period. And what Obama and the Justice Department stirring this up and playing both sides are doing is diverting from the headline on DrudgeReport.com right now. 16%, CNS News, of Baltimore public school eighth graders proficient in reading. School spends $17,000-plus per student, one of the highest averages in the country. People always say, oh, the disadvantaged are being cheated on money. Really? Doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, if you don't have a family unit, you don't have a future. I don't care what color you are. So this is the great society writ large. And now the war on the family only intensifies. The economy grew at only 0.2%. That's with cooked numbers. I've talked to a lot of top economists like Dr. Paul Greg Roberts and others. We actually have a negative growth rate. That's called depression when you have it for three quarters.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in the room. Kick me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You came, you saw, you died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas
are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. And we are broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 29th day already of April, 2015. The amount of vital news is continuing to only intensify as the global acceleration towards multiple singularities crystallizes. BBC headline, huge news, U.S. economic growth slows to 0.2%. That's with cooked numbers. We're talking 2-3% implosion rate with QE Unlimited still taking place at the private run-for-profit central bank. We're going to get into martial law exercise, Texas jittery over U.S. military drills. Jade Helm 15 looks more like an exercise in the imposition of martial law, said one veteran, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted to his credit that they are going to be looking out for the rights of citizens and sovereignty. They're going to have the Texas State Guard and the state police monitoring the feds. You can read his full tweet in that article. We also wrote an article last night for InfoWars.com with his tweet, but here it is. I've ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texas constitutional rights, private property, and civil liberties. And I can tell you, the Texas State Guard is full of the most hardcore pro-America, pro-Texas patriots out there. It is a wonderful organization. I happen to have met the governor when he was attorney general years ago. I happen to know somewhat his chief of staff. I happen to know multiple billionaires that know the governor very well and have had dinner with him, and he stayed at their house. And they tell me he knows exactly what's going on. In fact, I talked about that movie that I was involved in being produced in the whole Chuck Norris constellation and being directed by Chuck Norris's son. We're going to get this particular Texas businessman on. And I was filled in on a lot of stuff about the governor there. Very, very exciting. But I knew Greg Abbott was good, fighting the carbon taxes, fighting the open borders as attorney general. He's got scores of lawsuits that are actually having success. He's spurring lawsuits against the imposition of martial law to open the borders. I mean, he's just, compared to Rick Perry, it's night and day. Rick Perry compared to Obama, night and day. Greg Abbott compared to Rick Perry, night and day. I mean, people love gimmicks. How about we have a handicapped, he's not a quadriplegic, he's paralyzed from the chest down. What's that?
Paraplegic.
Paraplegic, that's right. A tree fell on him when he was out jogging once. Talk about bad luck. But I know folks that know him well. I know people that have worked for him before he was even in government. I've got a lot of angles on Greg Abbott, and he is, like, super good. Super good. And that's kind of a bad thing to put out there because the establishment obviously knows that. There's not any dirt they've got on him. And they just absolutely hate his guts. They absolutely hate his guts. But now the Texas governor, the same attorney general that tried to stop the TSA groping in Texas, and then Obama threatened an air blockade, you can't make that up, is now worried about Jade Helm. Because you got to be. The military federally is being directed to train to take on veterans, libertarians, conservatives, and gun owners. That's on record. I don't care if you get an Army lieutenant colonel up there to tell us it's not happening, we know. And, of course, they're going to have PR events with legitimate training to make us look discredited. That's part of the PSYOP. People see through it. And we're here to make sure you don't condition the public to accept it. So I'll be detailing that more. We'll talk to Joe Biggs from Baltimore, Maryland, here in a moment on this and what they witnessed last night, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, the military disappearing people, snatch and grabs that were caught on tape. This also happened at the G20. Our crew witnessed it a few years ago in Pittsburgh. So it's a very serious situation. That's going to be coming up. Also, the FBI sent innocent people to their deaths. For decades, FBI pushed junk science to condemn the accused. Very important special report. Antibiotic resistance, combating deadly superbugs, weak in most countries. World Health Organization report says that soon there could basically be hundreds of drug-immune or drug-resistant antibiotics that are out there. We're going to get into that very important global health threat. And the good news that Tyson Chicken, McDonald's, and others are announcing phasing out of antibiotics because they understand that it is causing major autoimmunity problems in humans, major intestinal problems, but more importantly, is accelerating the mutation of super bacteria in these diseased petri dishes that are factory farms. So that is all coming up today as well. Also, U.S. News and World Report, defense bill recognizes Iraq's Kurdish Sunni militias as a country. The plan has always been to break Iraq in three parts. Part of it will be Islamic State run by Saudi Arabia. Part of it will be basically run by Iran. And the other part will be run by the West in and around Baghdad, a multinational zone. So you now see that plan coming closer to fruition. Absolute globalist treason. They break countries up into subregions, then swallow those into superregions. That's the globalist model. Balkanize the nation state, shatter it, bankrupt it, bomb it, or economically depress it. Then move in after that with a larger superregion around it that then begins taxing the populations. Asian Union, North American Union, and, of course, the European Union. Also, Russia has now launched wartime government HQ in major military upgrade. That's just some of what's coming up today. Kim Jong-un has executed 15 top North Korean officials. That's been reported by the Telegraph. We're going to go to break in a moment and come back with Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland, with what they witnessed last night. And let me tell you, the first clip I want to play is shocking. Baltimore councilman, quote, loses it, says just call them N-words after CNN host calls rioters thugs. Obama has called folks thugs. The mayor has called them thugs. But see, this is the same deal. Black people can say the N-word, but they're going to go further now, these race baiters, these socialists manipulating black communities, these Al Sharpton types. Now they're going to start saying any other word they want is racist, but only they can use it. And pretty soon, only black poverty pimps and their fellow travelers will be able to use the English language. And I'm not joking. That's why they say we're banning Halloween events at private corporations and yoga studios and major colleges because someone might have an offensive costume. Prior pre-restraint. That's why they're saying we're banning the brown bags or banning, making the shape of a gun with your hands, playing cops and robbers. It's about a war on communication. The city councilman in Baltimore dropped the N-word on TV, becoming irate. It was all staged. His constituents will love it. As CNN host argued that labeling violent looters thugs was correct use of language. Yeah, thug just means highwayman, looter. I mean, we call the thugs in England, mainly white thugs, that's what they're called, soccer thugs. They're thugs. They're thugs attacking and looting and burning. They're thugs. Out-of-control criminal motorcycle gangs. I don't care what color they are. They're thugs. Let's go to his staged event hyping racial division. Here it is.
Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them niggas. Just call them niggas. No, we don't have to call them by names such as that. We don't have to do that. That is exactly what we've sent them to. No, when you say come on what?
Yeah,
you
attacking firefighters, attacking police, attacking citizens, attacking reporters is thug behavior. And when the police attacked the AP reporter on Monday, what did I call them? I called them thugs, criminal thugs. We'll be right back after this break. But first, here's a word from Martin Luther King.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Take you live to our reporter, Joe Biggs, and Jakari Jackson on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland. And just breaking on Infowars.com, Walmarts in Baltimore are refusing ammo sales. We're sending our reporters over there right after they finish talking to us. This is important. We're going to get it on video, walking right up and then refusing the ammo sales at the Walmart. But it's been confirmed, huge news, that citizens defending themselves, the idea of citizens going and buying ammo to protect themselves, is inherently evil. Absolutely wild. We'll break down all the martial law developments, but the bottom line is this. It's about conditioning the public to see the image of armored vehicles and troops with machine guns on the streets, a giant conditioning operation. And that's why the mayor ordered a stand down. That's why she, quote, gave him an area to loot. She's on the president's council, one of three mayors. She's pushing for federalization. This is a false flag attack. And now if you call the thugs, thugs, you're a racist. Well, I called the cops thugs when they attacked the AP reporter. I called them thugs when they shot Joe Biggs and tear gassed Jakari in Ferguson. And I'm calling the people attacking firefighters thugs, too. I don't like gangs. Everybody knows it. I don't care if it's a white supremacist motorcycle gang. I don't care if it's a black gang. I don't care if it's a Hispanic gang or an Asian gang. I hate groups of cowards running around feeding on innocent people. And what you've had is criminal gangs in black areas take over and intimidate everybody to adopt their criminal culture. And it's destroying the black community. It is a criminal thug culture. And then stacked up against thug cops, it makes them look good. I don't mean all the cops are thugs either. There's a thug culture taking over the world. The globalists are thugs. Hitler was a thug. Stalin was a thug. Mao Zedong was a thug. And they always want the good people's guns. Excuse me. Excuse me. Let's go to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. We'll talk to Joe in this segment, Jakari in the next. Great job getting out there last night, getting the tear gassing and LRAD footage. Tell us what else you saw, Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. We're in downtown Baltimore at City Hall, and as you can see behind me, there's National Guard lined up and down. And it's not just here at City Hall, Alex. It is all of Baltimore. There are Humvees, LMTVs, FMTVs, vehicles patrolling up and down the roads, helicopters in the air, massive amounts of police at every corner in the entire city. At nighttime, the nightlife in Baltimore that they usually thrive off of and businesses make money off of is completely dead now, because at 10 o'clock, even if you own a bar, you're not allowed to even have patrons or anything like that. People have to be at their home. So this is affecting Baltimore tenfold. Not just the people, not just the businesses that were looted, but the ones who weren't looted and have to be shut down early because of this. We got here last night. We got here a little late. We got here just about, I think it was like 8 minutes after the curfew had been in place, but they allowed media to go over to where the hot spots were. We were at North of Pennsylvania Avenue. And when we got there, there were probably 200-300 police officers standing in the middle of the road. They had started off small in the middle and then started pushing out around all the roads to push people further and further back. There were a few times that some people were shot at with the pepper balls and rubber bullets. And the pepper balls kind of give off that smoke, pepper spray kind of smell as well. So it wasn't as bad. It definitely worked. But as you can see, I mean, it's a complete and total police state out here now. I mean, like I said, you cannot go around a corner without seeing a Humvee, without seeing soldiers posted up with M4s. You know, this isn't a training exercise. They don't have blank adapters on the front of their guns. They don't have missing magazines in the well. There are magazines in there. They're fully armored. They've got their gas mask on. This is what's happening here in Baltimore.
And for folks that don't know, under every definition, when you've got military locked and loaded, when you've got armored vehicles, when you've got a nighttime curfew for adults and children, when you've got this situation, it's called martial law. When you were in Baghdad, when you were in Iraq, which was under a type of martial law, obviously, were restaurants and bars allowed to be open after 10?
Oh, well, they don't have bars or anything like that. But, I mean, some people just didn't care. I mean, those people, that's their home. They're not really going to, you know, listen to what they're saying.
By the way, that's a good point. There were bars until Saddam was removed where restaurants and hotels and things open after 10 at night.
Yeah.
So you're saying there was less freedom after 10 in Baltimore than when you were in Iraq?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a ghost town. Like, I felt like I was in that movie Vanilla Sky, and it was just me and Zakari were the only two people alive on the planet, because we were just driving up and down the roads. There was nothing going on. There was nothing. Everyone's blinds were closed. No open signs in any bar that would normally be open as of, like, a week ago. Everything is completely shut down in this town. Today, there's a little bit of a pulse, but mostly media out here. Some people are going back to their normal jobs, but still, there's a lot of
business. Joe Biggs, Infowars.com reporter, stay there. I want to get a shot closer to the troops up against the fence when we come back and talk to you and Jakar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. .com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, the Vitamin Man. The Vitamin Man you've never heard of, who is the key vitamin man, undoubtedly, hands down, in the United States. Heads up, one of the biggest nutraceutical companies in the world. We're not even getting into that issue when he joins us. We're getting into the true state of the nutraceutical supplement universe worldwide. Codex Alimentarius, the UN move to restrict vitamins and minerals. How to Fight Back, David Reckler will join us for a full hour in studio. He is here in Austin. Came here to be on the show. He is the leading nutraceutical expert and consultant to multi-billion dollar supplement companies. He's worked with top manufacturers. He wrote the book with Whole Foods, you name it. I'm not kidding. It's a big deal to have him. Anybody in the industry knows who he is, but the general public doesn't. Kind of like the Marshall Plan. People don't know who Marshall is at the Pentagon. He's the futurist, been there running things for about 50 years. It's a similar parallel. David Breckler, it's just bizarre that we can even get him here in studio with us. So I'm very, very excited with that coming up. Something else before we go back to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson there in Baltimore, Maryland. I didn't start the Alex Jones Show on YouTube that has over 500 million views. A fellow named Dave Thomas, who now works with us from his family farm in Oregon, did. Total, we have about a billion views on allied and affiliated channels, but it's the big one with over half a billion views. And it is now 2,562 away subscribers from 1 million subscribers. And that's a big deal because we've dealt with a lot of censorship, a lot of manipulation, a lot of dirty tricks, as everyone knows, through different corporations and groups manipulating YouTube. And we know that most people who are subscribers don't even get sent our videos. If you don't get the videos every day, you need to request them and make a stink with YouTube because the fact that we do have a million subscribers is a big deal. In fact, who will be our millionth subscriber? I want to get another 2,562 subscribers today. We never even really tried to get subscribers. About a month ago, I said, you know, we're about 30,000 away from a million. Why don't we put an annotation on the videos saying, follow InfoWars on YouTube. Get our videos first. Be the millionth subscriber. And so we got a lot more subscribers a lot faster doing that. So 2,562 away from 1 million subscribers on that channel. A fat billion. That's a very conservative number. A fat billion views on YouTube. Our one channel, 500,984,000 views. And YouTube did something where Sony got caught gaming views 3 years ago along with others. So they dialed back every channel by about a third because of profit sharing. I didn't even have it monetized then. And they dialed back everybody's views about a third. So really, it's 700 million views, to be conservative. Probably 750 million. That was in the news when they did that. Oh, well, we've caught some big corporations, record companies, gaming the views to get money. You know, just like the White House, 97% of Michelle Obama and Obama's Twitter followers are fake. I can go out for $10,000 and buy a million Twitter followers. And even though marketing-wise, it's junk accounts, some of them are real people. They've just culled them. I won't do it, even though we could use that to reach those people. It just seems weird. Maybe I should buy Twitter followers. I just have never done it. We haven't bought Facebook followers either. We've got about 3 million between our 14 or so channels. So that's exciting news. I'm going to break down everything that's happened in Baltimore, what it really means in my view, where it's all going. Obviously, things have de-escalated since they put more troops and police on the street than looters and thugs and idiots who burn down their own businesses. It's just like in Ferguson, burning down black churches and black businesses because they're mad that they have a business. You know, 18, 16-year-old thugs attacking firefighters, throwing Molotov cocktails at them, and there's video. We have video. We can put it up of people hacking fire hoses as firefighters try to put out black apartment blocks. If people die in that, you've now committed murder, idiot. Oh, but I'm sorry. I called you a thug. You know, how about attempted murderer? How about attempted murder? Oh, but I may have a city council member call me a racist. I'm so scared. Don't call me that. You're the moral authority. Oh, my gosh. My ego is so small that if you call me that, I'm gonna curl up in a ball and cry. I'm so sick of it. Wave your magic wand. Call me racist all you want. If I see a thug cop beating up some lady for no reason, I'm going to call him a thug. If I see a thug black guy beating up some white teenager, I'm going to call him a racist thug. If I see the Klan beating up some black people, I'm going to call them racist thugs. I always have. But I don't need to sit there and explain myself to you who sit there and make excuses for your lives, blaming people like me. You're the racist idiots. That city council member can go right to Hades as far as I'm concerned. Excuse me. Let's go back to Joe Biggs in what he's called, what I've called, martial law. But the commanding general says it's not martial law, Joe. But right behind you, I see locked and loaded M4s. I see armored Humvees. I see curfews. Joe Biggs reporting from Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, the interesting thing is, Jalex, we are back here in front of City Hall in Baltimore. The interesting thing is, though, these are created events, just like in Ferguson. This is a mirrored image of what happened in Ferguson. You get this police state. You get people in the mindset where they're like, you know what, we need the National Guard here. We need this many police here. We need 5,000, 7,000 people out here telling us when to go to bed. And then when the violence stops, eventually the curfew is still going to remain, and these troops aren't going to leave at some point in time. And it's all a conditioning thing, and that's what people aren't understanding. As we walk up and down the streets, you hear people saying, like, oh, my God, thank God they're here. And they're running around, they're taking pictures, and they all think it's cool. And it just seems like they're being brainwashed to think that this is how it should be, to have 5, 6, 7 helicopters flying overhead, to have Humvees at every corner, you know. And then, you know, last night I ran into Chris Hayes from MSNBC. I get those two mixed
what
up.
She, like, what was she saying?
I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with, you know, veterans or the reason that these riots were started, or that the white people, it's all, you know, white people's fault, everything like that, you know, whatever. It's the same thing that they always
say. We do know what they were saying. We have CNN and MSNBC blaming white people and veterans. I didn't see any veterans rioting or looting, Joe. But we got the photo on screen of you and Rachel Maddow. But it is just, Mr. Maddow, it is incredible, though, that they would try to bring veterans into this.
Yeah, yesterday it was a reporter from CNN. She said that, you know, these veterans go over to combat and they see all this war and they come back and they just want to fight. They want to go to battle. And I'm like, how do you bring veterans into this? I mean, it's completely baseless and pointless. It's just ridiculous. You know, this is a town that's going to suffer for a while, because just like in Ferguson, who's going to want to go back and rebuild in those areas where that happened? No one is. It's going to create a vacuum, and the violence will get worse in those areas due to that. Just like we went in, caused the problems in Iraq, we pulled everyone out and then created this vacuum, and now you have ISIS in there. So it's ridiculous. They go and they create these issues, and then they let it get worse, and then they go, oh my God, we need more police, when these militarized police are one of the main reasons that this stuff is happening.
I want to go back to you and get more of your breakdown and excellent reporting, and then talk to Jakari in a moment as well, Joe Biggs. But first off, here's the reporter Baldwin on CNN last night, what we just talked about.
I mean, we talk about training. We talk about having officers. I was talking to a city councilman here last week who was saying, Brooke, these people have to live in the communities. There's no emotional, or there's a lack of emotional investment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these young people, I mean, I've been talking about this so much, a lot of these young people, and I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from war. Mm-hmm. They don't know the communities, and they're ready to do battle.
You know, here's the deal. The police are out of control in many areas. The feds have trained them to act like this. But to scapegoat the average cop or the average veteran is literally a load of bull. But you notice it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, Obama script. Who's the number one enemy, Joe? The veterans. So you bring them into it.
Yeah, it adds to the whole narrative. They're trying to push down everyone's face. Like, oh my God, you just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan. That means you're a bad person. You're evil. You can set up IEDs. Oh my God, you know, it's like, 90% of these people don't even know how to do half of that stuff. Most of the people who were even in the military played solitaire probably 80% of their time in duty and only shot a gun during some kind of rifle.
It's only
exercise.
Special forces, obviously, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, that know how to do that, and that's to improvise behind enemy lines. What would you say, 3% of the Army knows how to build IEDs?
Yeah, I mean, you have your explosive ordnance disposal units, and then you have your specialized units as well, like your special forces. I mean, that's it. I mean, my way of doing it when I was over in Iraq, if I didn't feel like waiting on an EOD team for 5 hours, was to get on top of a tank and shoot a 50 cal at it until it exploded. You know, that's not the proper way to do it. But, you know, we got impatient. We wanted to move. We didn't want to get ambushed. But I do have something important to point out, something that Jakari and I noticed as we were driving past the Baltimore Ravens Stadium. There are paratroopers here for some reason, Alex. There are soldiers out here with the red or the maroon beret. Now,
airborne?
That's what I had when I was at a... Yeah, they're airborne troops. And that's, I think that's kind of odd. Seeing as how there's mostly National Guard, but you have an airborne unit over here towards
the stadium. So we have big army there.
Yes.
Now, would that be under Northcom or Southcom?
Well, I'm sure that'd probably be North.
But under Jade Helm, we've got Southcom. Let me segue for a moment and then get more of your breakdown. I want to talk to Jakari Jackson, who's there. What do you make of the governor? Did you see the Texas governor come out and say that he's basically concerned because citizens are concerned? He said, I've ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texas constitutional rights, private property, and civil liberties. That's a pretty positive statement.
Yeah, exactly. I think Governor Greg Abbott is an amazing human being from what I've seen. I mean, that's why I was really excited to be able to go to the governor's race when he was there for that. I think he's a great leader, and I think he's going to do some good stuff. He heard concern. He saw that there was a way that he could possibly monitor it and help ease the people of Texas, their fears. And I think he's doing the right thing by having them go out there and help monitor to make sure that our liberties are protected and that these people don't run amok.
I'm really worried about Governor Abbott because I happen to know from so many different people, including folks, some people that work here that have actually worked for him. I didn't even know that separately done work for him, that he is just a really good Christian man. He knows what's going on. I happen to know, and they'll use this at the White House, make a big deal out of it, that he monitors this show for years. I interviewed him over a decade ago when he was just in another area of state government. I happen to know that he really understands what's happening, and he's being further educated by some high-level people, and that's got to freak the system out, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I mean, he seems like someone who's on it. He's someone who's dedicated to securing our borders in Texas. He's dedicated to making sure the people of Texas are, you know, their minds are at ease, that they know that they can feel comfortable with a man like him up there doing something because he's done so much important big things throughout his life. I really think it's a good thing for Texas, and I can tell that the people can see that.
Absolutely. I mean, Rick Perry was a fake, a Democrat, an anti-gunner. Gardasil pusher. Compared to Obama, he was good. But, I mean, Greg Abbott is Ron Paul level. I mean, I'm telling folks right now that you better pray for him because he's just amazing. And he's suing Obama, I think, like 20 different lawsuits. A couple of them are winning, and now Obama's appealing. I mean, it's Greg Abbott more than anybody that is opposing the globalist takeover at a state level.
Yeah, exactly. He came out here and he hit the pavement hard. He's moving with this thing at full speed, and that's what's really motivating to me.
Absolutely. I want to get Jakari's take on the situation. You guys can reverse roles, but any other points you'd like to add? I want you to go over to Walmart and have them refuse to sell you ammo. We have it confirmed, but it's pretty big news. And also tell me what else you're going to be investigating, Joe Biggs.
Well, yeah, later on we continue to monitor the at Baltimore Police Twitter account. That's where they put up all their up-to-date stuff with this protest going on. So we're going to monitor that throughout the day and try to follow any leads we can with that. Another thing is, though, is if, you know, at the end of the day, we'll go back to the main hotspot, which is north of Pennsylvania tonight, which is where all the police were last night as well. So we're going to be monitoring this stuff. And just like I heard earlier, that we're almost close to a million subscribers. So I hope that people get out there, share the YouTube channel, and just get excited about it and watch our reports and share them.
Absolutely. Joe, I see three National Guardsmen behind you, and these look a little more seasoned than some of the other ones I've seen in New York and D.C. before that are just out there to condition the public. Can you walk over to the fence and just try to talk to them, see if they'll talk to us? Can Jakari follow you briefly? There's about a second delay right now on Skype to them, folks, so just understand that. Actually, about a two-second delay, I'm told. We're going to go ahead and walk over here and see what Joe has to say to him.
So what are you guys out here doing so far?
Ask them about the baseball game to be played without anybody in the stands.
So what's up with the baseball game? They're not going to let anybody in? How long are you guys going to be out here for? Will you guys be patrolling later on, like around North and Pennsylvania and all that?
Other units are doing other things. I'm not sure how far how those missions go, but we will have presence in Maryland.
All right. Are you guys going to be authorized to use any kind of force whatsoever?
Yeah, ask him what's in his gun. Ask him if he's loaded with live ammo.
No, he's not. I can tell. No, he's asking if you were loaded. I don't see a magazine in your will. So you guys...
We're able to defend ourselves.
Are you able to detain?
We're able to defend ourselves.
Go right here.
We have these... That's the standard rules of escalation. So.
Skip the break.
But can you guys actually detain people at all?
If we need to. We have that authority, yes.
You do have the authority to detain people? All right.
We're not looking to do that, and we will turn that over to the proper authorities.
Roger that. So they said they have the authority to detain people, but what they're trying to do is avoid that so far, they said, and leave that up to the extra 5,000 police officers they brought into the town.
We have footage of the snatch and grab last night. I know you've seen that. What do you make of a Humvee driving up and grabbing a peaceful demonstrator and dragging him away? That's third world thug right there. Those military grabbing him and disappearing him and rough handling him, that's thuggish behavior.
Yeah, we saw a good bit of that second time that Jakari and I were in Ferguson. They would come in, run out and grab someone. They're not quite as organized this time around, but I'm sure over the next course of days. The way I see it right now, Alex, is when the initial riots happened back in November and it got crazy. Or no, back in August. And things got crazy. And then what do? They brought in these state troopers. They brought in Captain Johnson. And the following day, like yesterday, there were parades in the streets. Everyone was dancing. There were thousands of people out there beating drums, happy, just doing everything. But then the next day, which would be today, it just went to hell all over again.
If they show too much force and attack people, that'll be deliberately to escalate things. I don't think the grassroots military knows that. But we've seen this over and over again, and we have the mayor caught red-handed saying they let them loot and riot to get all this started. I mean, this is clearly a false flag in my view, Joe.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, without a doubt.
All right. I'm going to play a minute and a half piece, a promo piece, a trailer for the extensive interview with William Binney, the former director of technical at the NSA, that's going to exclusively air here Thursday, a mini-documentary Thursday. So while we're getting Jakari in front of the camera with the troops in the background, we're going to play this piece and premiere it here on the radio/TV right now. Remember, if you are a radio listener and you hear me say, look at this, look at that, I started 15 years ago simulcasting radio with TV. I started doing it full-time 10 years ago because people would say, no, there are no UN signs at the Grand Canyon, or no, that bill doesn't exist, or no, you don't have footage of this. They would just say I was a liar. So we pioneered, I'm proud of it, taking radio and turning it into TV. Now, radio, I like the show better as radio because I know I'm telling the truth. I can just sit back and listen to it while I'm driving my car or whatever. But as added documentation, we have now an 8-camera shooting here with crews going around the country and the world. We're a real news organization. We have journalism. We have punditry. We have analysis. We have humor. We have satire. We're doing it all. And that's why it's so important to spread the word about InfoWars.com/show. We can find the free 3-hour video feed of the TV variant of the radio show. This multimedia platform that Glenn Beck and everybody else have imitated, the Young Turks, you name it. That's great. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. Necessity is the mother of invention. But we are the first. We are the trailblazers. George Washington lives here. 1776 lives here. The truth lives here. That's what I've been saying for 15 years. You'll hear that as someone else's logo, someone else's catchphrase. I don't care. The point is, we're the real McCoy. We are the granddaddy of the modern wave of the liberty movement. Ron Paul's the granddaddy of the wave before that. Matt Drudge is right in the middle of the segue of mainstream becoming alternative because he came from the underground. But just know where you came from and know where you're going. You could be bigger and more efficient and more powerful than us if you become a media activist, but you got to take the first steps. So please go to InfoWarsLife.com. The sale ends in less than 2 days. 50% off on high-quality colloidal silver. 50% off on a bunch of the other products. Free shipping with the two bottles of colloidal silver. You can buy one bottle of colloidal silver and get free shipping, 50% off. You get two, you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, a $30 value, absolutely free, and free shipping. And we've got the Alex Challenge Pack with the Survival Shield X2, the Oxy Powder, and the Super Male Vitality. Super Female has been sold out for months. We don't just say something's going to sell out. We're getting very close to selling out a silver bullet because we've been selling so much at this lowest price ever. The leading competitor is double this price. It's the exact same silver. So InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the highest quality of vitamin D organic, D3, vitamin B12, the child calm, to calm down and focus your children, all of it. The Oxy Powder, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchases that allow us to send reporters to Bilderberg and to Baltimore and to Jade Helm. And I want to get more reporters and more camera people. We have the crew of a small town newspaper, a medium-sized city newspaper. We got 50 people, but a lot of, you know, a janitor and customer service and legal and accounting, and when it gets to news, we've got about 20-something people, and a lot of them are switching the computers and running the live show. We need to pretty much double that, and I need you to buy the products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. They're super high quality, and buy them. Because we can do such... I told you I'd build this. I built it with your help. We'll go to the next level. That'll reach, to speak conservative, five times as many people, probably get me killed. But I'm doing it. I'm ramming speed. I'm going in. I'm an X-Wing fully loaded with torpedoes. And I'm going to fire down the reactor shaft. I mean, I'm going in. You understand that? I need you to load the X-Wing with the torpedoes. I need them. I mean, I've been bullseye and womp rats my whole life. I'm going in against the Death Star right now. I need your help. All right, let's go ahead and go to this piece on William Binney, who's already gone in and blown up a major Death Star, exposing the NSA. Here it is.
The whole point is that under a surveillance state, you have very few liberties. Unless if they don't want you to have certain, do certain things, then they have ways and means of getting to you, like they did with us. They came busting in. One of them came running up and pointed a gun at my eyeballs and pulled me out of the shower. You know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels, first of all. And secondly, it's totally irrelevant what you think. What you think is totally irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing. The government only considers its view of you, and if you're doing something they don't like, they will come after you, no matter what you think of it.
You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on, the first guy. I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally, and to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now. I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country, as we knew it, was being dismantled.
Why else would they keep all these things secret, do things in secret with a secret court, keeping their interpretation secret? I put it down to three factors: power, money, and control. If they'd have deployed it, we would have, in my view, there would have been no way we wouldn't have stopped 9/11. The biggest threat I see, anyway, is the federal government and how they're operating in secrecy and basically creating a secret government. So I basically call it the greatest threat to our democracy and republic since the Civil War.
Are you confident that you know everything that's going on within that agency and that you can say to the American people, it's all done the right way?
Yes.
Coming to the InfoWar this Thursday, we'll be airing the detailed mini-documentary with William Binney. It is extremely powerful. Josh Owen is just an amazing video editor. We salute him. I'm Alex Jones. We're back in 70 seconds with Ja'Kari Jackson from Martial Law, Baltimore, Maryland. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.